And now,
Capital 263.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I am Dion, your host. And this is Tech Knowledge, the podcast about tech, nerdy stuff, and more nerdy stuff. Brought to you by Capital 263. Free to say it, free to do it.
Did you miss us?
I hope they missed us.
Yeah, you probably missed us. Yep, you did. Anyways, my name is Gayton Diamano. I'm the co-host. I'm forced to say that. Yeah, I know. This is slavery.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have to say your lines.
I really wish I was the main guy, but hey, you know, sometimes you have to just be there.
We can all be the main guy in our hearts.
Really?
Yes.
Oh wow. Oh wow.
In our hearts, we're all the main guy in our own story.
Right. So how are you doing?
I'm alright. You know, unrelated. Game of Thrones is better than American Gods.
Yeah, whatever.
Yes. You know, I only hate that show because on YouTube, they went out and they said, Game of Thrones. And I'm just
right.
Like, oh,
right.
Okay,
T-cap.
Fine, dude.
All right, I'm not going to defend it.
Fine.
I'm not going to defend it, but I'm going to say one thing. You know how in life people don't usually like the same thing, like different shows or art forms.
Really?
Touch people in different ways. For
I
example,
thought everyone just loved the same show. Like everyone was born
no.
just to watch Game
Some
of Thrones.
Some people don't like Game of Thrones. Some people don't like Rick and Morty. It's just the way it is.
Wow.
Some people don't think that The Wolf Among Us is the best that Telltale Games has ever made, which is weird.
I thought people just ignore Telltale altogether because, you know,
not really.
Bethesda is life, you know?
Not really. Telltale Games, well, The Walking Dead got most of the 2012 Game of the Year awards. Which it like 80 Game of the Year awards.
80.
Yeah, 80. Yeah.
2012.
And it was knocked off the top by The Witcher 3.
In 2015.
It
was 2015 or 2016. Oh, yeah. Yes, The Witcher 3 was good.
Yeah. So I'm just saying. Anyways, I just saw the weirdest thing when I was coming here. I saw a black guy wearing a shirt with a Confederate flag. I was like, cool, man. That is the coolest thing ever. Yeah, it was really interesting.
Why would you wear their Confederate flag?
Oh my goodness. Yeah, it was really nice seeing that.
What's next? Was he wearing sunscreen, SPF 30 or something?
I don't know.
Jeez. Oh my goodness.
Maybe you didn't know, but hey, Africans have got the nicest.
I've seen
sense
that.
Of
I've seen someone who was wearing a shirt that said something that if I was to say it on air, we'd become an NSN not safe for work show, which we wouldn't want to become.
Well, we aren't in a way. But yeah.
No, we're very safe. We're very safe for work.
We're safe-ish.
It's a family podcast.
Yeah.
Certain things cannot be said. And that guy was wearing it on a shirt.
Yeah.
In public. With everyone see.
Yeah, anyways, let's get into the show. So,
did I tell you that my aunt is the mistress of segues? That woman is amazing.
Oh.
She would just be talking about something, right?
Yeah.
And then 2 minutes, like, it's not even like that thing where you notice that she's changed the topic. She just changes it. And then, like 5 minutes later, mind you, she'll still be talking. He would just be like, wait, we're talking about something totally different. How?
People are like that.
Yeah, man, it's amazing.
Speaking of, I'm not really good with. Yeah, I'm not gonna do a segue. But anyways, I'm just gonna jump into the some of the things that have happened in the last 2 weeks. We're gonna start
anyway.
With local news, Zimbabwe news. Netflix, people report that Netflix is actually growing faster than people thought it would grow. Considering all the competition that it has, lack of internet service, for people, the majority of Zimbabweans, not really lack of it, but then good internet service providers.
Yeah.
Very few people have internet, and those that have, some of them don't have the fastest.
Internet is quite slow. I mean, if you're not using Zol, then internet is a huge problem. Even Tel 1, which is, I think, the second most reliable after Zol.
Yeah.
It's not as good as, you know, as everyone else. As Zol, rather. It's not as good as Zol. But, Yeah, I mean, it's great to see Netflix. I mean, look, I didn't expect Netflix to get as big as it did. I mean, it definitely has the, you know, the pulling power. Like, Netflix is a great service. But, you know, looking at all the other things happening in the country, I wouldn't expect it to do as well. But it's pretty strong.
So Netflix recently reported in an unexpected rise in its number of subscribers over the last quarter. The 5.2 million subscribers were almost double they expected.
5.2 million.
Yeah, from 3.2.
That's impressive. Wow.
Yeah, I know. This is really
This is impressive. Worldwide, right?
Yeah. Yeah. No, wait. I don't know.
Yeah, it should be worldwide.
Yeah, it's wait.
Where is it in Africa? Only.
I think it's Southern Africa. Yeah, it's Southern Africa.
This is in Southern Africa.
Yeah.
That's amazing, actually.
Yeah.
2 million. Yeah, that's actually important. Because, look, I mean, in Southern Africa, we're talking, what, from Zambia? From Zambia going south. That's Zambia, yeah. Zimbabwe, Botswana, South Africa. Right? And, you know, to see them doing so well, like, you have some countries, like, I mean, that are, you know, like, internet access is not as good, and they're doing that well. It's actually quite impressive.
Yeah, yeah. And internationally, they have about 52 million subscribers, daily subscribers. So that means people are using it daily. They're really facing a lot of problems and competition, though, considering the people alternatives like YouTube Red, YouTube TV.
We have Kwese.
Kwese and others. Yeah, so a lot of people are really going for the streaming TV market.
We have Kwese Sports, Uhuru TV is another one.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just a lot of them now. They've just like sprung up, and I'm happy because I think it's like in Zimbabwe we're supposed to be digitalizing. This period
that's what they've been saying since 2010.
Yeah, digitalizing, but then it seems like everyone else has kind of moved on. Like everyone is like, oh well, you can digitalize. We already move on to, you know,
yeah,
digital streaming, online streaming. That is.
So yeah. Anyways. Speaking of digital. Atari announced that it's releasing a console, right?
Yes, it's releasing a new console. I have a feeling it will be called the Atari Box.
That has been the rumor for a while now. So the Atari, let's call it the Atari Box. It's going to be a home console for arcade-like games, I'm assuming. Because
yes,
I don't really think they're going for the mainstream market with like 4K or whatever, like Xbox.
Amazing, true 4K.
Yeah, but I really think they're going for something basic, you know, like
what Nintendo does. The NES was doing that NES reboot they made recently.
Yeah, exactly.
That thing. Yeah, I feel like that's what they're looking for, and I think they'd do well if they looked into that market, a sort of Switch competitor.
Yeah,
if you think about it.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, the Switch provides a different, like, platform for gaming, and it does well with that.
So they're capitalizing on nostalgia, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I really hope that they're going to succeed with this, because I like nostalgia. And the problem that with the new NES console is that people are also making counterfeits. So what they're doing is that they're taking old PC hardware. Then they're putting in an emulator, then selling it
as a console.
Yeah, the same covers, same everything.
Oh my word!
But it's really cool. But
that's innovative. But then that's almost theft. It feels like theft for some reason.
But it's nice. I really like that. Imagine they just put it like a small PC in there, small form factor PC,
like a Raspberry Pi.
Yeah. But I think a Raspberry Pi would be under. Wait, Raspberry Pi can play Minecraft.
So yes, yeah, it could be powerful enough.
Yeah. So I think they could do that.
I'm looking forward to seeing how that goes.
Yeah, it goes well, I assume.
And another company introducing something new is Choppies. That's right. Choppies, as you would know, is a, you know, supermarket chain. Came from Botswana.
Yeah.
They are now introducing online shopping. I think they're they're not first. They're second or third.
The first supermarket.
No, not the first supermarket.
The Which first one is supermarket the
first? Is Pick and Pay. Pick and Pay already had.
They did that?
Yeah. Online shopping.
I don't know
if it's available in Zimbabwe though, but I do know in South Africa they do have an online shopping.
In Zimbabwe, it's obvious. It's definitely not available.
So then it must be the first in Zimbabwe then.
I know that sometimes, I don't know if they still offer that service or it's another shop whereby you can order meals and stuff.
Because there's Hammer and Tongs. Hammer and Tongs did have that whole online shopping thing.
Yeah.
I have never tried it, but it seems good. Like, it's a decent platform.
Yeah, then there was Tenga.com.
Yes, Tenga as well.
It's still there, and there's Onai.
Yeah. Then there's Onai, yes. Onai is another... Onai.com.
Yeah, Onai.com is a flop. Yeah, it's really terrible. They have terrible service. Who would name a website Onai? I wonder. But yeah.
I wonder if he can hear you. Yeah, Onai is actually pretty good. It's owned by Econet as well, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it's owned by Econet.
And it seems decent, although usually the problem is not very good deals, as usual. Like,
yeah, sometimes the deals are sketchy.
Yeah.
They're really sketchy. But otherwise, yeah, sometimes
99% Samsung Galaxy S4.
But if you can really look for a good deal, like if you have time, yeah, no problem. It's just a matter of time looking for the good deal.
It's a matter of that's actually true. But with Choppies, I don't think you'll be needing to do that. All of that will come from the store. So if you trust the shop, if you buy from the shop, then you can just buy online now, which is a good thing. And apparently, you can collect the goods after 1 to 2 business days.
You collect the goods. That's the problem there. They're supposed to deliver. I do not like that. You know what? I hate that. They're supposed to deliver the goods.
Yeah, I mean, it would have been... Like, even if they charged you for delivering it would have been the better option. I'm not a big fan of the whole collect. It's like, what's the point? I might as well just go to
exactly.
The
so what is the point? Yeah. What is the point? See what I'm saying?
Choppies, you need to fix that.
Yeah,
speaking to get of... get it delivered.
I love Zimbabwe. Right. No, I feel like this. We should put this as a topic in the next podcast. So what are we doing today is that we're doing 3 small podcasts. The first one, local news and small things. Then... the second one, we're going to talk about other things, international issues and stuff. And that, I don't know if we're going to do the third one. But yeah, that's the real format we're going with right now.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's to, you know, give you variety. You just pick what you want to watch or listen to. They're all sort of like independent of each other. So you can watch this one. If you like it, you know, keep listening. The next one, you know, it depends. Like, you just listen to what you want at any time. They're very much independent from each other. So this is where we'll end the first episode. Thank you for listening. If you are interested, keep listening to the next episode, which should be like next.
Yeah.
Remember that show on MTV next?
No.
Ah, man, you missed out. It was a fun show. And now. Capital 263.